Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 29, 2017. I am Jason Powell, and coming up shortly, an interview with Ring of Honor's Dalton Castle, who will be challenging for the Ring of Honor Championship coming up this weekend at the Supercard of Honor event. Before we get to Dalton, though, I do want to give you guys a reminder. ProWrestling.net Live returning on Sunday, 2 Central, 3 Eastern Time. We will be taking your calls on the show, and then we will actually be back on Monday and Tuesday, just an hour later. Earlier start on Sunday, just because of, we want to get in and out in plenty of time before the actual WrestleMania kickoff show begins. Live coverage of all the major WWE events this weekend at ProWrestling.net, including the Hall of Fame on Friday night, the NXT live special on Saturday, and of course WrestleMania itself, beginning with the kickoff show at 4 Central, 5 Eastern. But be sure to join us for ProWrestling.net Live, PWAudio.net. Nice, easy way to get there. We'll have all the details available on the main page, along with details on how you can become a member of ProWrestling.net for as little as $2 for 1 month. Better yet, you can commit long-term and save yourself a lot of money. You can become a six-month member at an average price of $4.50 per month. You're saving quite a bit. Our normal subscription rate is $7.50 for 1 month, so you can see there's quite a difference there. On the annual side, it is our best rate of 2017. $4 is what you pay on average per month if you take advantage of the special we have going on right now. I'm going to direct you to the main page, and you will find an article that says ProWrestling.net Membership Sale. Within that article, you're going to find three different coupon codes that you can enter in the subscription area at ProWrestling.net and take advantage of those specials. Again, it's $2 for 1 month of .net membership. You're saving $5.50. You can also take advantage of the six-month or annual options. And again, that annual option brings the price down to an average of just $4 per month. A full year of .net membership, the ad-free version of the site, all of our exclusive audio content available from our history. So there's plenty to listen to, interviews and show reviews, major show reviews such as WrestleMania. This weekend, Will Pruitt, Jake Barnett, and I will get together after the show, and we will review the WrestleMania pay-per-view on Sunday night. I'll also be by on Saturday night with my review of the NXT show, but we do this for all the major pay-per-view events, WWE and otherwise, all the television shows throughout the week. Again, if you're interested in membership, this is the time to sign up. Visit the main page at ProWrestling.net for more details. And now with the business out of the way, enjoy my interview with Dalton Castle.
It is my pleasure to be joined by Ring of Honor number one contender, Dalton Castle. He will be challenging for the ROH Championship at the Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor show on Saturday in Lakeland, Florida at the Lakeland Center. Good news, you can now see the show. You can watch it from your home on the Fight TV app via iPay-per-view for $29.99. Dalton, I believe you've challenged for the TV championship. Is the match with Christopher Daniels your first Ring of Honor championship match?
Yes, this will be the first time that I step in the ring and that belt could potentially be mine.
That's good. I mean, it's obviously not the same company, but WrestleMania weekend, a big show, a big house expected. I mean, is this, where does this rate as far as like potential highlights of your career?
I mean, it's definitely, it's up there. Last year, I've always heard of the this weekend, the biggest weekend of wrestling. Everybody from all over the world kind of gathering in one spot, which is on its own incredible, but to be a part of it and to be wrestling there was always something I wanted to do. Last year I got to do it in Dallas, and it was my first experience. I don't know what sickness I had, but it made it miserable for me, except for the times when I was in the ring. It was real fun, but then I went back to being really grumpy and sour. But I'm feeling healthy, I'm feeling ready, and this time, my match is very meaningful. So I don't know how to describe where this rates, but it's up there.
Yeah, and have you worked much with Christopher Daniels?
Christopher Daniels is somebody I've been in the ring with a couple of times. I've watched him a lot. I've known him for a long time. I think we've only had a singles match one time prior, and I'm a much different person than I was, and the matches, the stakes are higher. So, I mean, I can only imagine it's going to be 10 times better than the last time.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about going to Mania Weekend last year. Does it, you hear about it, does anything really prepare you for the magnitude of it? Just how many people are there, how many wrestling fans, how many different groups?
No, I can't think of anything that you can do other than hydrate. You know, I stay hydrated. That's probably the best preparation I can do for any of this.
There you go. Now, one of the things that has impressed me so much about you is the character. I mean, it just feels like we're in this age where there's a lot of guys who look the part and can perform some really incredible moves, but there just doesn't seem to be as much attention given to personas, characters, whatever you want to label it. Was the importance of having that strong persona something you realized from the start, or when did that light bulb go off with you?
I don't think it took a while. It didn't happen overnight. I slowly, as I continued wrestling, entertainment has always been the number one goal for me. I know what I like when I'm seeing something on stage, and if I'm not doing something that I would be appealed to and watch, then I feel like I'm failing. And I think for the first couple of years, there was a little fear and a holding back. And then finally, when I just let go and just did what I feel comfortable doing or something that I wanted to see, then it happened to click. And I got lucky that it clicked. I didn't know it was going to work. I just took a risk.
Any mainstream influences? I got to guess Elton John is somewhere in there.
Elton John, sure. Liberace, let's go with David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, and The Darkness, Foxy Shazam, and even a little bit of, let's say, I don't know, James Earl Jones.
Who was the last one? Oh, James Earl Jones. Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, he's probably the main influence.
He's your main influence.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, one of the great parts about the act is the boys. And I know you've used some different boys along the way. It hurts my soul whenever you do. How important are the main boys, the ones that we see primarily on Ring of Honor television, to the act? And do you see your guys, do you see yourself as, well, dare I say, a package combo at this point, or are you just more of an individual?
Oh, I see myself as an individual wrestler. Always. I'm very comfortable trusting only in myself. But with the main boys, the ones that you see on TV and pay-per-views, they have been such a relief. They're like a safety net for me. They've taken what I created and spun it into kind of their own thing. They've gotten these personas that I didn't mold them. I kind of gave them a direction and turned into something completely different. But having them, knowing what to do every time we hit the curtain without me having to say it is such a relief. It takes a lot of pressure off before we go out there. With when I'm on the road and I'm using one of my many extra boys, because let's face it here, one can never have too many boys.
That's very true.
But if I can't have my main boys, there's a lot of stress, kind of. I'm worried about if they're going to know the right steps, they're going to be in the right place, they're going to know how to undress me. Have you seen that suit? That thing's complicated. It's like opening a safe to get me out of that thing.
But more experienced.
Right, and can you imagine if we get out there and I can't get that suit off, I'll die of heat exhaustion.
That could be a spinal tap leg. Have you ever had any issues like that?
The big egg that doesn't open.
Well, just anything with. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one hell of a costume you wear to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, I've been right like maybe 30 seconds before my music's hitting, and I've had somebody walk by and step on the wings that open up and break them. So that was a fun, stressful 29 seconds to fix that and work on that.
I got to ask, because, I mean, given everything that's happened with the Hardys lately, you have ownership over the Dalton Castle character we're seeing. You could take this elsewhere if you wanted to.
That's right. Nobody created this but me. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see me on the moon somewhere in the next 10 years.
That's right. I think my favorite part of your run.
I also don't think. I don't think.
Oh, go ahead.
I just don't think the litigation and laws pertain to the moon yet. So I'd be safe if I did that, even if I didn't own this character.
The lawyers find out you're up there. They'll find a way to get to you. Now, I was saying, one of my favorite parts of your run so far in Ring of Honor was the feud with Silas Young. It just felt like these characters were so perfect. You know, they just didn't opposition to one another. But I got to admit, I was worried going into it. Would you guys be able to walk that line without offending anybody? But I thought you pulled it off perfectly. Maybe talk a little bit about the feud, and were there, you know, how much consideration was given to that? Like, we better not go here with it, that sort of a thing.
It was none. I mean, we weren't walking a line at all. I was being Dalton Castle, and he was being Silas Young. And I guess the only risque thing that could be taken from it was the ownership of people, which that's not something that should be allowed, but we pulled that off. I mean, the feud was about the boys, and then it became more about me and Silas and settling whatever beef we had between each other. But I was never worried of offending anybody. I was going to be true to who I am as Dalton, and I was going to do the best I can to be that. I don't put myself in a situation where I'm doing something I don't agree with. So I thought we're pretty safe. I mean,
yeah.
At one point I was pretty worried about how Silas's mustache was going to come off. So, I mean, that was pretty risky.
And have you noticed any dramatic changes in the boys? I mean, they spent some time with Silas.
They've spent some time in the gym. Have you seen them lately?
Yeah, they look good.
They've grown
the
up
boys,
right
they
before
always
our eyes. They oil up. They get a quick pump on with the rubber bands in the back. I'm going to have to cut down their food, their kibble each day. I'm going to have to take half the kibble away so they don't get so big.
I think that's fair. You guys did some six-man tag work together. Do you prefer doing things like that, or are you, again, more of just kind of a singles guy? You prefer to be a singles wrestler?
I think I'm more comfortable. Yeah, I'm 100% more comfortable as a single guy. But it's great and it's fun to change it up there and do the six man team, which we are a commodity. We are a package together. It looks good together, and we're starting to kind of catch a groove together. But I'm a singles guy, and I'm more comfortable relying on only myself and knowing where my body is instead of other people's, other than the guy I'm wrestling. I always know where his body is. It's up over the head and then sometimes out of the ring.
You worked a couple of matches for TNA at one point, ultimately signed with Ring of Honor. How close did you come to ending up in TNA instead?
I went where I felt I belonged.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wouldn't say. I don't think it was. I don't know. I don't remember how close it came. It's not like I had two contracts in front of me and I closed my eyes and just pointed at one.
But I mean, was there serious consideration given to both, or did just Ring of Honor step up and it was a done deal?
Well, yeah. I mean, at that point in my career, I was looking for a way to wrestle full time, and it was kind of a crossroads. Things were just starting to happen for me. People were starting to recognize me, and it became. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I needed to make a choice, and I need to find out. This was going to be the moment where I start wrestling full time, and I had to make a decision of where I felt most comfortable, where I felt like I could grow.
Now, one of the big stories of recent weeks here, anyway, over the last week or so, is that WWE has at least been rumored to have some talks with Sinclair Broadcast Group about potentially ending up with Ring of Honor. And nothing official, but, I mean, does the potential of something like that excite you? Do you see this being more of a negative than a positive? I had Frankie Kazarian on. I just asked him the same question, so I wanted to throw it your way as well.
I get excited when a restaurant I'm at has sweet potato fries and with no extra charge. So I don't know. Any news to me excites me, but I also don't know how to feel about things. And also, I don't really read into absurd rumors such as that. So, I mean, unless you know something I don't, I don't really stress or put too much thought into it.
Fair enough. And Ring of Honor's been a stepping stone promotion for a lot of guys. Not that it's, you know, just that they work very hard while they're there, and but eventually they move on to other things. How appealing is a bigger stage for you, whether it's NXT or WWE or even doing more in Japan?
Yeah, or even Ring of Honor growing on its own could be
absolutely
great, too. I mean, I always want bigger. If you've ever paid attention to what I do just getting to the ring, I want more. I want more lights on me. I want a bigger set. I want more boys, bigger entrances. So that's always appealing to me, no matter how it comes my way. Just as long as it's fantastic, I guess is the best word to describe it.
Do you encounter, you say more boys. I mean, you ever run into problems where boys start to get jealous of one another?
Boys don't feel that way. That's just a fact.
The more the better.
Yeah, the more the better, and they're happy being boys. I don't know. Yeah, I've never really looked at Ring of Honor. I never answered your question. I didn't look at Ring of Honor as a stepping stone like that or anything like that. I've always just looked at each year, how can I make myself a better performer?
What, you're just entering your first Ring of Honor title match now, but you've been with the company for a while. Aside from just winning the championship, I mean, what is left for you to do in Ring of Honor? What goals do you have? Who would you like to work with that maybe you haven't had either a match with or just haven't worked with as much as you'd like to?
I have yet to hold a title at all in Ring of Honor. I mean, this has been a goal since day one, so to have the first one come my way, be the Ring of Honor world title would be, it's kind of like skipping ahead of the line, but I don't see like that's something that can happen. I've been with the company about 3 years now, and I feel like I'm progressing quickly. I feel like this isn't an accident. This isn't just luck. This is something that I've earned. I've worked hard for, and I'm understand the responsibility that comes with something in that kind of role, and feel that I've matured as a performer enough to take that role serious. And once I don't know, I can't think past that just yet. I mean, the title's the next goal, and after that, then I can worry about what comes after that.
You had your first taste of Appletini on television lately. It seemed like you enjoyed that quite a bit.
Oh, boy, was that sweet. That was a good drink. I'm more of a mimosa or sometimes a Bellini guy. But, not too often if we're down south, a Mai Tai might come my way. But that Appletini, it felt right. So I understand what Christopher Daniels is doing with his life. I get it. I get it now.
You guys had that bonding moment, but at the same time, made it clear you're coming for his championship. In all seriousness, you guys had one television show to build up that match. It's just the way things worked out with the pay-per-view being when it was and the quick turnaround for Supercard of Honor. Is that a bit disappointing in that you didn't really get that month-long build to really set up the match the way maybe you would have wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly... This match is different than most because it's never... It's not... It doesn't have that emotional... background or that emotional attachment of these two guys are building to a match against each other, more or less where it's I've been in line for that title for a while now. It's that's been the story. And personally, I felt like it didn't matter who was holding that belt. I'm coming for it, and I'm ready for it. That's my goal. I'm going to suplex whoever's holding it. It just so happens that right before I get to take a shot at it, the guy I was preparing for lost it to a guy who's been in this business for a lifetime of mine, somebody I've looked at as a mentor, somebody a lot of us has looked up to and watched for a long time. And there's a line of respect there. So, I mean, yeah, it's sad that we can't have one of those matches where we're staring at each other and everybody thinks, ooh, they hate each other. But instead, I think what they'll get is, ooh, there's a guy who doesn't want to lose his belt, and there's a guy who has been working his ass off to win one.
And I tell you, you only had the one show, but I thought you guys made the most of it. I thought that was a really fun segment, number one. And number two, a hell of a show. I mean, Hardys and Briscoes on the same show.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to follow. But we got in there with the Young Bucks and Adam Cole, and I felt safe. Felt like I was in good hands with the Addiction alongside me. So, yeah. If every week of Ring of Honor TV could be that star-studded, which most of the time it is, then I don't think anybody would ever miss an episode.
Well, and I got to say, the television show has steadily improved, in my opinion. Like, this year, there just seems to be more of those standout moments, whether it's Cody showing.
I can tell you why.
Yeah, please do.
There's more me.
Well, there's that, yeah, that's for sure. And more boys.
More boys makes everything better.
You can never have enough boys. Can you talk to my girlfriend? She doesn't have, I mean, she might feel like you can never have enough boys. I mean, she probably does, but she doesn't seem to feel the same way about you can never have enough girls.
I don't feel the same way about that either.
Ah, man. Well, I guess I'm out of luck on that one. Well, coming up, of course, Saturday night, Ring of Honor, Fight TV app. It is the Ring of Honor Super Card. And, Dalton, you will be facing Christopher Daniels. Thank you for joining me. Best of luck with the match. And enjoy WrestleMania weekend, hopefully healthy this time.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm staying hydrated, like I said earlier. And I'm excited about it. Thank you so much for having me on. And I'm glad you're excited for the match, because you know I am.
And it's at the Dalton Castle, correct? Anything else you wanted to mention before we get out of here?
Yeah, get at me on MySpace. I'm on there. Friend me on Friendster. And, you know, let's talk on LinkedIn. Let's do that.
Very good, man. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks.